The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This episode of Living Large Radio is brought to you by Mark Henry and Alloy Wealth Management for all your retirement needs.
Mark Henry is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alloy Wealth Management, Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance license in the state of North Carolina. Insurance license number 813-3489. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system designed by determining the amounts of downside risk the client is willing to tolerate. WealthGuard is added to a client's account to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted downside value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or the assets will be traded. Liquidated the same day the WealthGuard value is reached due to the time of day or market restrictions.
Coming up on today's show of Living Large Radio, don't let the coronavirus COVID-19 ruin your retirement plans. On today's show, we'll have some tips on how to retire on time every time, in spite of COVID-19. All that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
When it already happens, you're in the tornado and it's too late.
Charlotte's premier wealth coach.
It's about leading an abundant lifestyle.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income,
then you're in the right place.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Welcome in to Living Large Radio.
Welcome, welcome. It's Living Large Radio. Consumer Advocate Dave Perkins here, along with, of course, NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton. And we're talking to Charlotte's wealth coach, Mark Henry, who is founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. And Chuck, Mark has a special guest in the studio with him today.
Yes, Mark, can you introduce your mystery guest? Because he's got a lot of great credentials, I understand.
Yeah, he does. He's Reed Schmidler's with us today. Reed's one of our senior advisors in the office. Of course, he's a fiduciary. He's got a master's degree in economics. And really, in my entire career, he may be the most intelligent person I've ever worked with. So, Reed, welcome on to the air today.
Mark, Chuck, team, it's a pleasure to be on this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a question for Reed. If I retire, do I still have to wear a mask? That's what I want to know. Because I haven't been wearing one. But we've got a lot of good tips, though. You talked about trying to retire on time. I know there's a lot of people who are approaching retirement, Reed and Mark, that are a little bit concerned that we've had like a topsy-turvy market here. They're probably looking at their financial statements here. And with COVID-19, is this a bear market? Isn't it a bear market? I guess you could debate that and about your ability to retire. So you've got some tips now on how you could get there and really kind of focus in even through what is perceived as negativity in the market. And what are some of those things?
Well, it's first, you know, are we really in a bear market?
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great point. You know, it's almost like if you can envision the old VCRs back in the day, it's like someone put a market cycle and then hit the fast forward button where woo really fast, we're in the bear market. And then is this recovery going to be just as quick?
Yeah, kind of crazy as we see more and more states open up as we're doing this show. And really, it's one of those things where with 30 plus million people have been unemployed, why are stocks doing as well as they're doing?
I mean, isn't that kind of crazy? Because think about it. We've got depression-level unemployment, or close to it anyway, yet the markets aren't, like, taking that into account. Or are they taking it into account? And it's just we had such a strong economy that even with that, they're still bullish on the fact that we're going to come back from this. And again, I've always, you know, Chuck, we've talked about it many times, Dave, that I'm an optimist. And I knew we would recover from this, but I really thought it'd be a late third quarter, fourth quarter recovery. And yet it seems to maybe be coming sooner than that. This is where that plan, and we talk so much about having a retirement plan, and this segment was about that as well, but this is where the only way to keep your sanity, I guess is the best way to say it, is you got to have a retirement plan. Because if you think you can time this market, there's so many people that pulled completely out. Reed, I know you've seen this, people that pulled out of the market because they said, oh, this is it, this is the end. And now they're kicking themselves, aren't they, Reed?
Absolutely. I mean, we had a couple of folks say they pulled the cash right in the third week of March, and just what an untimely decision that would have been.
Yeah, because, you know, by then the damage was already done for most people, depending upon how your accounts were, and then you missed the upside. And so as we sit here today, here's the one thing, Chuck and Dave, Reed, that I am certain we're going to see in the future. And you say, Mark, is this the crystal ball moment? Well, we don't have a crystal ball over here at Alloy Wealth. But I can tell you this, you're going to see more volatility in your coming weeks. Are we in a bear market, a bull market? Which one is it? Are we recovering sooner or recovering later? Is it going to be more bad news on the horizon? Or is there more good news on the horizon? I think you'll have all of it. And guess what's going to happen with your accounts? They're going to continue to do what they've been doing all year, which is fluctuate wildly.
Yeah, I think that you can't be afraid of that either.
You can't.
You know, fear has been the common denominator, guys, of all of this. And I think if you can overcome that and just forge ahead and be patient, like leave your existing savings alone, keep funding your retirement plan. I mean, all these things. I think you guys would agree that this is something you should continue to go through, because I, like Mark Henry, am an optimist when it comes to this.
I am too. But Chuck, the reason that you're able to get up and go to work today as a, I don't even want to say semi-retired, because I think you're still working pretty darn hard. I know at least you work hard with me. Dave, what do you think? It seems like he works pretty hard. But the reason you're able to do that with a positive attitude is because you took the time a long time ago, Chuck, to build yourself and have built for you a retirement plan.
Well, you're right about that.
And so because of bucket management, and when I say bucket management, we're not talking about the mop bucket, okay? We're not talking about the feed buckets out there on my farm. We're talking about buckets of money.
Right.
And because you have a financial plan, this is what the people listening to the show need to understand, why it's so important to have a written financial plan. So that if you're having wild fluctuations, let's say, because of this really crazy market we're in, and I think it's actually going to become a great market for you, I really do, but because that bucket's going up and down or doing whatever it does, you have to have other buckets of money that are a little bit more predictable, and you have to have the cash bucket, you know, the bucket that I've always stressed so hard, my plan's always there. I've been criticized for erring on you having too much money in cash. Cash meaning your savings account down there at the bank or wherever, and people say, well, you don't make much on it. No, you don't. But you know what's really cool? When you have high market volatility, that one just keeps chugging along. Yeah. And it sure does make people sleep good at night. Yeah. Chuck, I know you're a big believer in having appropriate amounts of cash. And it allows you, financial planning does nothing but help you understand what's going on and allow you to get through these things that are going on. And so the things that we wanted to talk about in this one is obviously the value of a plan, but also this is not the time to make bad decisions. And so when I say that, what I mean is don't make short-term decisions by, you know, taking on high interest debt during this time in the coming weeks or months. You know, if you're one of those that really is hurting, and most of the listeners to my show are still doing very well, and I get that. But if you're one of the people, and there's so many of them that are really hurting, try to do the right thing, which is not rely on the credit cards. Garage sales. Hey, you can still have a garage sale. It'd have to be social distance, I guess. But, you know, Facebook Marketplace and put your stuff out there and sell the things around the house that you don't need that you've talked about selling to generate that cash that you may find you need. But stay away from the credit cards and stuff like that. For the people that are still working and stuff, maybe your employer cut out the match. We've seen that. Reed, I know we talked about that.
It happened to my wife. They took away her match.
Took away her match. But that doesn't mean she stopped contributing to the 401, did it?
Undoubtedly not.
It's still a good thing. So in other words, don't, oh gosh, I'm not going to contribute. Now they took the match away. No. Stick to your plan. And now here's the thing, and I've said this so many times in the last few weeks, but it is so important, is you start to see these markets start to recover, and maybe we are going into the recovery period. If your current big box retailer, whoever you're currently working with, if they haven't gotten with you about your recovery strategy, your recovery plan, I would say, hey, you know, it may be time for a second opinion. I'll just tell you, that should have happened by now. If they haven't talked to you about it, is now the time when accounts are down? Would this make it? Or if your income's going to be down this year, a lot of people's incomes will be less this year. So, Reed, you know where I'm going with this. If you're going to have less income, is now when we look at this real hard and say, okay, you know what? We're going to bite the bullet and go ahead and convert some of those IRA dollars into what kind, Reed?
Roth IRA dollars.
Right. And this is the stuff we have to look big picture and say, hey, this coronavirus did what it's done. That's happened. We can't control that. But can we make really good decisions because of it? And say now is the perfect time to roll $50,000 into a Roth, to put $50,000 in a conversion, to put $100,000. Now's the perfect time to do it. And here's the taxes it's going to cost me, but here's also why I think that's a good idea. There's so many things that, you know, with the bad news of the coronavirus, and it was certainly bad, is certainly bad. But there are still good opportunities to make good decisions during the coronavirus. And this is what it's all about. You know, guys, now's a perfect time. Let's open those phone lines. Dave, can you do that?
Absolutely. They're open.
All right. Phone lines are open. And here's the thing. What you're calling in for is to sit down with myself, Reed, or one of the other fiduciaries in the office and get yourself what you're missing, which is get these questions answered about what you should be doing, how you build your own personal recovery plan. Now look, this is a $1,500 value, and we're giving it away absolutely complimentary. It's just what we say. It's 100% complimentary with no obligations for the next, let's say, 10 callers. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement or more, and obviously more is better. You know, you got $2 million, that's definitely better. But hey, whatever it is, let's come in, let's sit down, and let's build a plan around it. And here's what this is going to consist of. It's going to help you take the mystery out of financial planning by giving you a written roadmap of where you're at and where you're heading with your dollars. We're going to run a fee report, help you untangle what you're paying that big box retailer. We'll look at a tax analysis. Let's talk about Roth conversions with you. Let's build the all-important income plan, the income plan that you're going to live on when you do decide to retire, or if you're already retired. Where should those withdrawals be coming from now that this COVID-19 has ravaged your portfolios? Let's take a look at that. In short, we're going to help you take the guesswork out of financial planning. For the next 10 callers, a comprehensive financial review. It's a $1,500 value, and we're giving it away absolutely complimentary with no obligations starting now.
And the phone lines are open now at 888-272-0650, 888-272-0650. Let Mark and Reed and the team help take the mystery out of financial planning and really put that financial roadmap together for you, at the same time translating that complex financial world into very clear instructions. An excellent opportunity to get a true practical financial review. 888-272-0650, 888-272-0650. They're offering this for the next 10 at no cost or obligation, and someone will get in touch with you as soon as we get off the air. 888-272-0650, 888-272-0650. Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. What's coming up next, Mark?
Coming up next on Living Large Radio, over 30% of Americans plan to continue working after they retire, according to a 2019 survey by TD Ameritrade. When we come back, we're going to highlight some hard truths about working and living in retirement. All that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
It's such a blow to investors. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're worried, unsure, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Mark Henry at 888-272-0650. Again, that's 888-272-0650.
We're back.
back. It's Living Large Radio. Consumer Advocate Dave Perkins here, along with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton. And, of course, we're talking with Mark and Reed today. Mark Henry is founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. He's also author of Uncommon Sense Retirement, contributes to Fortune and Money magazine, and you'll also catch him on TV in the Charlotte area on Fox TV. A great show we've kicked off here.
Well, absolutely we have. And this is a segment here, Mark and Reed, Dave, that I know I can relate to because, as Mark said before, I don't like to use the term semi-retired, but, you know, let's face it, I'm not working 7 days a week anymore. Neither did I for 39 years in the National Hockey League. In fact, it was 82 days over 365. But we're dealing with a lot of different things, and I think there's an elephant in the room. The one thing I can't relate to, though, gentlemen, is having adult children come back to live with me, which I think we're going to talk about later here. But there are some medical costs. I mean, you got to think of health care. You got to think, you know, everybody wants to live forever. When it comes to medical costs or supporting those adult children, some Americans are finding themselves facing some expenses here that they did not anticipate having as they're approaching an in retirement, gentlemen. So what about these truths here about retirement that some people have to deal with, Mark?
Well, that's why I love having you on the show. It's, you know, for Reed, he's the youngest one on the show today. And
I thought I was.
On the other. Now, Chuck, you're close. You're close. And then you got me and Dave in the middle. And then you got Chuck on the other side. And,
yes, I am.
But it's good to have you on because, and I love that every week. But here's the thing. You get this stuff because there is, and we see it. You know, I get people sometimes ask the last Reed, you know, Reed, you know, you're younger. You've got all this education behind you. Been out here meeting with clients. But how did you learn all this stuff? And it's so funny because I know Reed's answer because we've talked about it because I get the same question. It's just simply all you have to do is get in front of a lot of people and actually listen. Mm-hmm. And you would be surprised what you can learn. Isn't that right, Reed?
Oh, undoubtedly. The conversations that we have with clients and the common themes and narratives that emerge. Adult children coming back home, although at 27 years of age, not a big concern right now for me. But you get that valuable insight from those conversations.
Yeah, it happens. And so it's one of those things where, you know, we have a very large client base and we're blessed to be able to get them in here and see them. And we've been still meeting with clients and people still come to our office. You know, we sit 9 feet apart at the big long table and wear masks and sanitize and do all the things that are necessary. But we still see people in person. We also do the Zoom meetings and stuff. But when you bring people in, and because of our practice, and you know this, it's not a sales practice. It's an educational style practice where, you know, because we're fiduciaries, we don't really have stuff for sale here. And so it's just different. And so what ends up happening is we listen. It's not a cookie cutter plan. When people call in for these plans we're offering, you know, as you know, Chuck, it's not cookie cutter.
No.
So we actually get to hear these things. Well, what we bring to people when they come in to meet us for the first time, they're always, you know, they may not be a good fit for us, and that happens, and that's okay. But they're going to come away with a financial plan, and they say, you know, we're so glad we came to visit you, Reed. We're so glad we came in to visit you, Mark, because now we have what we needed, and we understand so much more about the things we need to be looking after or what we need to be looking for. You know, we always have to remember, what's the number one rule of retirement, Chuck?
Well, you got a plan. You just
don't run out of money.
Absolutely not.
Let's start with that one.
And
right?
Also be positive because, in what you're saying, you're probably going to live longer than you think, especially if you're
most
healthy.
Most likely. And so we have to talk about that stuff. So sitting down with a planning, like somebody in our office, whether it's Reed, myself, or any one of the other people, it allows you to get these questions on the table. And actually, we're going to bring up things that you haven't thought about. So listen to this, and this was kind of funny here, but, you know, it said we had written down these notes about, you know, there's some things that are kind of left to chance. So here's the thing. Let's say, Chuck, you had planned on fully retiring January of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Reed's over here going, oh, boy, that would, you know, how would that be? Well, you know, you've saved all your life. You've done all this stuff. You're a Hall of Fame broadcaster. And so you decide that's it. 2020 is it. January, you know, you have your party and you invite the friends over and you throw a big party. And then right after all that happens, just a short few weeks later, the world turns upside down.
Yikes.
How could you be so unlucky coming off of a 2019? Reed, one of the best markets ever, right?
Oh, undoubtedly. I think about even the gentleman who came in just a couple of weeks ago telling us he wants to retire in the next 6 months.
Yeah.
And all of his money is still in the 401k, still in mostly large cap growth equity funds. How is that going to work out in a market cycle like this?
Right. And so he didn't have a plan. And that's the reality of it. He was coming in here because he needed a plan. So when you think about this, unfortunately, things do happen. And like no one expected COVID-19. I mean, come on, right? I didn't know what that word was until a short few weeks ago, right?
That's right.
Or who would have envisioned everybody wearing outlaw masks at the grocery store?
I know.
I mean, it looks like we're filming a cheesy Western or something, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, think about it.
Everybody's in the emergency room, right?
And I never would have thought that I would see a bottle of hand sanitizer on the shelf. There's one bottle, and I race the other person from the other side that spotted it at the same time I do to grab it.
It's like Black Friday shopping.
It's every day. Yeah. Every day. Toilet paper. Every day. If there's some on the shelf, it's Black Friday for toilet paper. And so here's the thing. Who could have ever anticipated this? Nobody. And so people are dealing with the stress of having something unknown hit them. They were getting ready to retire next year. They were 3 years away. They just retired 2 years ago. They just retired 1 year ago, and they had the best year of their financial lives maybe in 2019, only to find it completely turned upside down. How do you get through this stuff without a written financial plan? Because I got to tell you, I don't know.
No, you don't?
I don't understand how anyone could do something as important, but this is your life's work. And how could you leave it to something like chance? How could you plan your retirement date and leave it up to chance on how the markets did those first few years? There's something called that Reed and I talk about all the time with clients called sequence of returns. It's pretty important, isn't it, Reed?
Oh, undoubtedly.
And when you cover that with prospective clients, how often has a current advisor ever shared that with them?
Oh, we often have to educate them for the first time, and it gets right back to what we talked about earlier, elements left to chance.
Right.
The difference between retiring your first year with a 15% return on the portfolio versus you retire and it promptly falls 10%.
Yeah. Think about the differences in those two things. And so, you know, you retire in a year that's really good and you took your withdrawals and you still saw your balances on your buckets increase. But what about the person that decided to retire late last year and maybe they lost 20 or 25% because of market returns, and then they took 5% out to live on, a modest 5% withdrawal. And so they're down 25 plus 5% to live on, and they took 30% out in 1 year. 30% of their assets gone in 1 year. How could that be a recipe for success in a financial plan?
No, it's not one.
It's not. And then I see people all the time that are planning on, well, you know, Mark, I read that, you know, average life expectancy is around 75, 78. In fact, it's 78.6 according to the Centers for Disease Controls, the CDC. They say, well, okay, I'll have plenty to get to 78. Whoa, that's from birth.
Mm-hmm.
That data, they're not understanding. Just think about that. That's the birth to 78 is the average life expectancy. If you've already worked for 30 years and you're now 60 years old, your life expectancy is a heck of a lot longer than 78.6. This is the part that nobody understands. You have to plan. If you're already 65 or 70, your odds are getting way past 78.6. So we have to go ahead and plan to have these assets and to have some kind of a financial cushion taking you all the way to age 90 or at least 95 for the youngest person in the relationship. And with the amount of debt we've taken on recently, not having taxes as part of your financial plan, again, there's so parts of this like mistiming Social Security, having an income plan, having a financial plan that takes into account inflation, talking about taxes and Roth conversions, all this goes into a competent financial plan. And what that gives you is what we like to call a confident financial future. All the financial plan's going to do is allow you to be less emotional because you have a written financial plan. Dave, now's a great time. Open the phone lines for us.
They are open.
All right. So listen, we've got operators that are standing by right now. If you couldn't get through in the last segment, please keep calling. We've got many operators on duty. They're going to answer your calls live. We do have live operators ready to answer your calls. We're going to take the next 10 callers, and here's what we're going to do. It's really simple. You're going to come into the office. You're going to sit down with myself, with Reed, one of the other fiduciaries in the office, and guess what we're going to do? We're going to help you build a confident financial future. Now, look, this review, this financial plan that we're going to build for you is a $1,500 value. We're giving it away absolutely complimentary for the next 10 callers if you saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement. And what this is going to consist of is helping you take the mystery out of financial planning by giving you that written roadmap, that financial plan. We're going to run a fee report, help you understand what you're and untangle what you're currently paying with your current advisor or big box retailer. We'll do a tax analysis. We'll build an income plan. We'll look at the strategies and techniques which can help you jumpstart or turbocharge your retirement income and help you take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we're going to help you build a confident financial future. For the next 10 callers, a comprehensive financial review, a $1,500 value, and we're going to give it away absolutely complimentary with no obligation starting right now.
Great opportunity for you, and the phone lines are open at 888-272-0650. That's 888-272-0650. Mark and Reed and the team are going to build that confidential financial future for you, provide you with that written financial plan, no cost or obligation, $1,500 value they're offering. The next 10, no cost or obligation at 888-272-0650, 888-272-0650. It is Living Large Radio. Mark Henry, what is coming up?
When we come back on Living Large Radio, we're going to break down five sources of retirement income that aren't taxable. Are you kidding me? All that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Do you ever feel like you are fighting for financial knowledge? Well, now you can get it at no cost or obligation. You can get a copy of our hot off the press 401k survival guide or take advantage of a complimentary consultation valued at over $999. Call Mark Henry at 888-272-0650. Again, that's 888-272-0650.
Back, it's Living Large Radio. Consumer Advocate Dave Perkins, along with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton. We're talking with Mark and Reed in the studio today, too. Mark Henry is the founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. You hear him on the radio every weekend with great information. You also see him on the TV in the Charlotte area on Fox TV. Chuck, I don't know about you, but Mark got my attention with that tax-free income.
That's right. Maybe our uncle doesn't like that, Uncle Sam, but guess what? You know, there's got to be some ways that we live in a great country, don't we, Mark and Reed? And I tell
we do. There's no question.
And we do pay our share of these taxes, but why pay more than we have to, especially when we're in retirement? There's got to be some ways here. So you've got some options here that'll give some income without having to pay those additional taxes. And actually, you touched on it in the last segment by talking about Roth IRAs or 401k withdrawals.
Here's the thing. We see this so often when we're meeting with people. Sometimes they'll come in and they've actually got a pretty good portfolio. They've got a decent portfolio. But what they're missing is they end up paying tax on Social Security. People say, are you kidding me? I have to pay tax on Social Security? Absolutely.
Yeah, I was flabbergasted by that too when I started.
A lot of people are surprised on that. And the idea is what we want to work with is to get our clients in the lowest tax bracket possible. We have really, really good CPAs we work with to help us do this. And so one of the things we see is, like, for instance, this. People say, well, you know, I've got mutual municipal bonds, and so, you know, they're less risky, and I feel really good about those, and I've decided to do that instead of stocks, and I won't have to pay taxes on the interest payments I receive on those. And so you have to be real careful, because if you have some of those issued from a state outside of your home state, that could change. So that means you've bought one that's in a different state than you reside in. But also, municipal bond income can go on your tax return on that front page under something called provisional tax. Mm-hmm. Provisional. So what do you mean? Provisional income. What is that, Mark? Well, that's the amount that decides how much you're going to pay tax on your Social Security. So all of a sudden, you think you're saving money, but all of a sudden, you're raising your provisional income, and then we find that you end up paying tax. And a married couple, Chuck, and this is, you know, you're married, so you could pay up to 85% of your Social Security could be taxed. Now, when I say that, people say I'm talking about tax at 85%. No, the brackets aren't that high yet. Now, they may get there in our retirement future. Let me be real clear. You know, the CARES Act, and I'm certainly not opposed to it. I know it helped so many people, and something had to be done. This COVID-19 was just terrible in so many ways, whether it's the people that have lost their lives, lost their income, lost their jobs, whatever it is. So many terrible things happened, and obviously the number one of those would be people that lost their life. The value of the human life is just unmeasurable. And so there's a lot of families that are really hurting because of that. And I understand that. Then we talk about the financial part. But here's the other side of it. It's going to probably add a little over $6 trillion to our national debt, which was already pretty darn high at $24 trillion. So we could see us cresting $30 trillion. So what does that mean to a pre-retiree or a retiree? It means that most likely, in my opinion, my humble opinion, and everybody's got one, so this is not a crystal ball moment, but I'm going to tell you something. Your taxes are going up. So now all of a sudden, I want you to think about this. Because of how you've managed your portfolio, good or bad, doesn't matter. Let's not talk about returns. Let's talk about the structure of that portfolio. It could be causing you to pay up to 85% of your Social Security being taxed. Well, what people don't realize is by making some very simple, easy changes to their portfolios, guess what can happen? They can lower their provisional income and get them in a lower bracket. Now, let's talk about this. What if you were able to get the, let's say, Chuck, you wanted $10,000 a month to live on in retirement. Mm-hmm. That was your number.
Yeah.
But what if how we built your income plan had that $10,000 coming from Social Security, which is not taxed until you get too high on provisional income? So all of a sudden you had Social Security coming in, and then you had income coming in from accounts that weren't taxed. So you got your $10,000, and then after your standard deduction of $24,500 for a married couple, and then the little extras you get for being a certain age, and we won't go into that, Chuck, but you get a little extra every once in a while for being a certain age. So all of a sudden, after we did that, we found that it puts you in a zero tax bracket, meaning you didn't owe income tax. So you're in a zero bracket. So you're getting this $10,000, but it's coming from sources that allowed you to be in a zero bracket. Now, Reed, you're the smartest math guy around. So let's be real clear. Taxes double and you're in a zero bracket. What are you still paying, Reed?
Well, if my math serves me right, 0% times 2. Still equals 0%.
That's exactly right. And so we're making a joke of that, but I don't know that you can. I want the listeners in the audience today to clearly understand how important it is to have taxes as part of your financial plan. Because all of a sudden, if taxes really do go up, but Chuck, you're in a 0% bracket and you're getting that $10,000 a month income that you want and you don't owe any taxes, wouldn't that be a great place to be?
Absolutely. I mean, you feel like you are actually dodging and doing something illegal, which you're not.
You're not. You're just playing by the rules as they're written. And here's what I want you to think about. Social Security is not an entitlement program, Chuck. How you've put so many thousands of dollars in your career into that bucket.
That's right. I'm just hoping to break even someday, and I haven't even calculated what age I'll have to be. But I do have a couple of friends that have beaten the system that way. But
wouldn't it be nice to know that you're getting your money back and not paying tax on it as you get it back?
That's right.
And nobody's talking about this stuff because they don't have financial plans. So real quick, what are those accounts you can get money out of without paying tax? Well, Roth IRAs would certainly be one.
Mm-hmm.
HSA withdrawals. A lot of people have health savings accounts and they don't even use the funds. Remember, you can use those to help pay medical expenses, but there's a whole long list. You can go on the website. The government actually, I don't want to use efficient, but they actually have a pretty good website for deductible expenses in an HSA account. And you can go on there and look at a long list. You know, you could buy a toothbrush and that would be deductible. You could get one of those new cool electric toothbrushes and you could use your HSA account to pay for that. And do you know that absolutely was not a taxable? It was a tax-free. You grew the money tax-free and you didn't have to pay any tax when you withdrew it. How about life insurance? A lot of people have life insurance policies that they can take money out of that's tax-free. And, of course, there's Social Security. If you can keep your provisional tax low enough, you don't have to pay tax on Social Security, if you keep it low enough. But if it goes up high enough, you're going to be paying up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed. And that's a chunk on money that you gave to them. and all you're trying to do is get it back, right, Chuck?
Absolutely. And the thing is that the federal government giveth and taketh in that situation.
Yeah, they do.
And the only good news is that at least you're not state taxed on it.
That's exactly right. So listen, guys, now's a perfect time. Let's open the phone lines, and we're going to take the next 10 callers in need of a financial plan. Now listen, this is absolutely 100% complimentary. It's a $1,500 value. We're giving it away absolutely with no obligation for the next 10 callers. And the phone lines are open, so start calling now. Again, the next 10 callers that have saved at least $250,000 for retirement, this is for you. And what this is going to consist of is helping you take the mystery out of financial planning. We'll run a fee report, help untangle what that big box retailer's charging you. We'll do a tax analysis. We'll look at an income plan. In short, we're going to help you take the guesswork out of financial planning for the next 10 callers and comprehensive financial review, a $1,500 value. We're giving it away absolutely complimentary with no obligation starting right now, Dave.
And, yeah, Mark, the phone lines are open now, 888-272-0650, 888-272-0650. It's your chance to benefit from a personalized retirement plan. It's provided at no cost or obligation. This consultation, this is a great opportunity because it's a $1,500 value, and it gives you a much better handle on your financial situation. Mark will run that tax analysis for you, that fee report. He can provide you with that written financial plan. Mark and Reed and the team are going to help take the mystery out of financial planning. You are invited to call now at 888-272-0650, 888-272-0650. $1,500 value for the next 10 offered at no cost or obligation. It's going to be your very own personal retirement roadmap. It starts where you are now, but it takes you where you need to be and where you want to be to and through retirement. A personal handcrafted retirement plan. 888-272-0650. 888-272-0650. For the next 10, this is offered at no cost or obligation. It's all part of Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. And Mark, we love the last segment of the show.
Yeah, everybody seems to like this, and this is where we do listener questions.
When should I take my Social Security? How much risk can I tolerate? I'm afraid I'm overpaying in taxes. Did I save enough? I can't keep up with all these rules.
There are a lot of components to your retirement, and it certainly can seem overwhelming. It's time to establish a partnership with a professional who can provide you with a written plan, the proper strategies, and then be there with you along the way. That's Living Large Radio's Mark Henry, 888-272-0650, or text WEALTH to 21000.
Celebrity success stories.
Many people know Henry Ford for the Ford Motor Company, one of the most successful automobile companies of all time. However, what they don't know is that Ford failed twice before that, abruptly resulting in bankruptcies prior to successfully launching the present incarnation of his company. Ford's no stranger to failure, but he also did not give up. Yet, when we think about Ford, we don't picture the failures because we talk about all the success that he had all the time. However, in 1899, at the age of 36, Ford formed his first company, the Detroit Automobile Company, with the backing from famed lumber baron William H. Murphy. But that company went bankrupt. His second attempt was in 1901, when he formed the Henry Ford Company, which ended up leaving with the rights to his name, and that company was later renamed Cadillac. It was the Cadillac Automobile Company. However, it was Ford's third try, and it was the Ford Motor Company that finally hit the proverbial nail on the head. After that, we all know the story. Ford revolutionized the automobile industry, pioneering not only the Model T and the assembly line, but also the concept and notion of an automobile in every home. Driving became a thing, and subsequently, Ford's Model T went on to sell over 17 million units. Henry Ford, a study in perseverance and a true American success story.
We are back. The show is Living Large Radio, and it's time to answer your questions, the questions from the listeners. And, of course, Mark Henry has the answers. He is the founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. I'm consumer advocate Dave Perkins. And to ask Mark those questions, it's NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
Okay, and I know he's got all the answers here, and we've got some very illuminating questions for our listeners here. So, Mark, you ready to tackle them?
I believe I am. Let's see what you got for me today.
Okay, well, we have a 65-year-old gentleman who's got a wife who's 61. Now, he's still working, plans to retire at some point, but he's got a Social Security question. When should he consider, or his wife consider, taking Social Security benefits?
So what I would recommend on that one, and that's a question we hear quite often, but is this idea of when should I take it? When should I take my Social Security payments? And the answer to that question lies in your financial plan.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. This is so important, getting Social Security right. You've paid so much money into it. Now we've got to talk about getting it out. So because he's already 65, he's eligible for Social Security right now, but it might be best to continue to grow it. Now, here's the other side, though. If he takes his Social Security right now and he makes more than is allowed and he didn't share with us what he makes, and that's okay, then guess what would happen? He'd be paying the Social Security back because he's not at full retirement age of over 66 and three quarters or half, whatever it is for him. So this is where you really got to spend some time. I would encourage him to get a actual Social Security plan built, and that's certainly something we could help him with at no charge.
Yeah, that's a real interesting question, too, because I don't think people realize until they start applying or looking into Social Security that there is a full retirement age, and you're shortchanging yourself if you short-circuit that and want to do it earlier. So very, very sound advice. We have another listener who says that her father passed away in 2020, in January, about 4 months ago now, before taking his 2020 required minimum distribution. And now my siblings and I are trying to establish inherited IRAs. What do we need to do here? And do we need to take this year's year of death RMD?
Yes, that's a great question. So because of the CARES Act, because of this COVID-19 and all the other things that are going on, because the person that passed away, and condolences for the passing of your father, but because of that, he passed away in 2020 when RMDs were waived. And when I say RMDs, I'm talking about required minimum distributions. So he didn't have to take it this year because it was waived. There is no year of death RMD to take. So beneficiary stretch rules under the Secure Act will now apply. Eligible beneficiaries inherited in an IRA in 2020 looking to stretch their payments are unaffected by the CARES Act and will have their first RMD due in 2021. Now remember, non-spousal beneficiaries, non-spousal, will still be bound to the 10-year rule. It does not become an 11-year rule because of the CARES Act. So that IRA that you take and your family takes or whatever will have to be fully distributed. All of it has to be gone within 10 years.
That's interesting, yeah. So that's the real catch. You've got to still be aware that that 10-year rule isn't going to become the 11-year rule just because you've taken the year where you didn't have to take the RMD for, you know, your loved one. Interesting. All right, next we have a gentleman who wants to know, do inherited IRAs fall under the RMD waiver?
Wow, so we're getting a lot of questions on this right now, aren't mm-hmm. we, on this. Do inherited IRAs fall under the RMD waiver? So let's talk about that. What are they saying here? Required minimum distribution waiver of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? If you have an inherited IRA, the 2020 RMD required minimum distribution rules are waived, both for inherited Roth and inherited traditional IRAs. For those IRAs inherited by non-designated beneficiaries, like, for instance, a charity or something like that,
mm-hmm.
those are still subject to the 5-year payout rule. 2020 can be disregarded. So the answer to the question, short answer, is yes.
Oh, that's good.
It is waived this year.
Excellent. You did your best Marv Albert imitation, too. You know, was that a 3-pointer or a 2-pointer?
Yeah, right?
That's excellent.
Funny. Yeah, right.
All right. Well, we're moving right along, and it looks like we have one more question here. And this is an interesting one because, you know, I've never really met anybody, Mark, who kept, who had a couple of different jobs and had a couple of 401ks and forgot to move over their previous employer's 401k as they're establishing their present employer's 401k. But this gentleman has $640,000 in a previous employer's 401k and now another $100,000 in a new employer's plan. So he wants to know what to do with the old plan.
Yeah. Well, so here's your options. A lot of 401 companies, your new employer, will allow you to merge your old one with the new one. But here's the negative side of that. Now it's in the new employer's plan, and you're subject to the rules of that plan, meaning you get to use whatever investment choices they offer, and that's all. However, you could take that old 401 and put it in your own IRA, individual retirement account. That is not a taxable distribution. It's a rollover. Mm-hmm. You could roll it right over, and guess what happens now? It becomes under your control and subject to what you want to invest in and not what you have to invest in because of what the company allows. So we always tell you, look at everything, but short answer is most people find they'd rather have the money under their own management, meaning that you can now work with whatever advisor you want and all that. And that's something that I would strongly encourage you getting written financial plans before you make those moves.
Well, and also let's clarify for those who may be driving and listening to us here and say, hey, I'm not 59 and a half yet. I can still do that? And that the answer is yes, right?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. 100%. And that's simply moving the old one over into a new plan, and it allows you to have access to it, and there you go. And you're able to go have some fun and invest it how you want. But, you know, we had great questions today, by the way. But this was these questions can be answered with what people need, which is a setting to sit down with a fiduciary. Listen, for the next 10 callers, you can come in, sit down with me personally or one of the other fiduciaries. We're seeing clients. We've been seeing them all throughout this coronavirus and COVID-19 here in the office. Social distancing, no handshakes or hugs. We still bake the cookies every day and all that fun stuff.
I love that.
But, we sit at the 9-foot table and sit far apart and do all that stuff. Now, if you still would rather have a Zoom meeting, where we certainly can do that. But we find most clients would rather come over here to the office in the Ballantyne, and we're happy to accommodate you, whether it's myself personally, and I'll be happy to sit with you or one of the other fiduciaries in the office. But here's the thing. Call in now. For the next 10 callers, we'll do what's missing. We'll answer these questions. We'll create what's missing for so many people, which is a financial review, a written financial review, giving you back a written financial plan. It's a $1,500 value. We're giving it away absolutely complimentary with no obligations for the next 10 callers if you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement. And here's what you're getting by coming in. You're going to sit down and get these questions answered. You're going to get a written financial plan. We'll do a fee report, help you understand what you're currently paying. We'll look at tax analysis. We'll run an income plan. In short, we're going to help you take some of the mystery out of financial planning by giving you a comprehensive financial review, a $1,500 value. We're giving it away absolutely complimentary with no obligation starting now.
888-272-0650, 888-272-0650. Mark and Reed and the team, they're going to help take the mystery out of financial planning and provide you with that written financial plan. It's a high-value consultation, as Mark mentioned, $1,500 value. He's offering at no cost or obligation, 888-272-0650, 888-272-0650. Let Mark help you make the best decisions for your retirement, providing that tax analysis, the fee report. So much comes with this consultation. It is a $1,500 value. It's a full-blown, comprehensive review. He's offering it to the next 10 at no cost or obligation. 888-272-0650, 888-272-0650. And Mark, you always like to close the show with some great thoughts.
Well, I appreciate that. I do. I certainly want to give thanks for our blessings and everything. But, you know, guys, thanks for being on the show with me. Chuck, Dave, I can't do it without you. Dave, great production. And Chuck, a Hall of Fame broadcaster on the show. Reed, thanks for joining me today. We're going to invite you back again next week. He's done the TV show with us on Fox several times, but he's always working. But I said, Reed, we got to get you. We got to schedule some time so you can get in here and get on the radio. So, Reed, thanks for being on with us today.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. And so as we start to recover, or maybe we are in the middle of recovery, but remember, stress levels are high for a lot of people. Give people some grace. is you're out, and I witnessed a lady the other day in the grocery store, and she was just obviously having a bad day, but, you know, somebody was, she was being rude and somebody else was being rude back and stuff. And I just thought about that. I said, you know, nobody understands what that person may or may not have been going through. And, you know, she might have just been a rude person, because some people are. But I want to give people grace. So as we go out through this week, let's think about that, because you don't know that, that she's not dealing with something that maybe she's been laid off and her husband's laid off or the kids. Or there's a lot of people hurting right now, and I'm blessed not to be one of them. And so I think about that daily. I count my blessings. And so as we're out there, the message for this week would simply be, let's give people some grace, because they certainly need it. I want to give a shout out to my home church over there, Ridge Church in Matthews, doing an amazing job. And churches are starting to open back up or getting ready to, and, you know, whether it's online or not. A lot of changes. This thing caught everybody by surprise, and a lot of changes have to happen. But you know what? We're all in this together, and we're going to get through it together. And there is good news ahead of us. And I just firmly, I have to get up every day believing that. So smile, thank an officer or a nurse or a healthcare worker for what they do, and embrace the changes, because we really don't have a choice but to do that. So with all that said, thanks again for listening and being on the show with us again today here on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Mark Henry is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alloy Wealth Management, Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in the state of North Carolina. Insurance license number 813-3489. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system designed by determining the amounts of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate. WealthGuard is added to a client's accounts to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted downside value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or the assets will be traded, liquidated the same day the WealthGuard value is reached due to the time of day or market restrictions.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.